By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show, our morning program. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azzurrah, on Rise and Shine, each and every single day, we try to make the most of this time to give you a positive mindset, not to waste your time. How are you spending your time? This is very, very important, my dear viewers, because time is of the essence. Yes, time is something that you could never purchase. Time is something once it's lost, you can never regain it. Time is something which we sometimes think, you know, we waste time, but no, you do not waste time. Time wastes you. But if you will spend your time by performing good actions, make the most of your time by reciting the Quran. Each and every single morning on Rise and Shine, we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه wa ala alihi wa sallam. Reviewers of Madani Channel, for those of you that may have joined us, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, alhamdulillah, today we have another topic. What is today's topic? We are at times of sadness, some people falling into severe depression, anxiety, hopelessness, despondency, sadness, you know, many words, my dear viewers. Sadly, many people around the world, they are not as fortunate as some of us, in that when this lockdown, or as this lockdown has taken place, they are not able to work, and their being not able to work has financially affected them, my dear viewers. So many people around the world are, not only do they not have food, but now they are not able to exert their efforts. They are not able to go out of their houses to earn a living in order to bring food to their homes. And alhamdulillah, I'm very happy, really, I'm very happy in that, you know, I can say that alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islam is taking a part in this. And mashallah, Dawat Islam is raising money now for those people, and it's not only for Pakistan, it's all the countries, inshallah. Wherever Dawat Islam is, for all of these countries, and inshallah we'll also hear news in regards to South Africa. But Dawat Islam is raising money for those people who cannot earn a living, those people who are not allowed to because of the lockdown, or those people who have been affected by the illness, are isolated in their homes, they do not even have a meal to eat, sadly, yes. You see, many people do not even understand because they've only heard this and they think it's like a fairy tale, something once upon a time. No, my dear viewers, this is the reality. Sadly, some people are in this situation, but alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is providing for such people. So I really encourage you to donate, my dear viewers, towards this cause. Now, what is today's topic? Today's topic is charity. Charity, because charity is of extreme, of so much importance, really. Religiously, alhamdulillah, a charitable person is a praised person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most charitable of the people. He would give so much in charity. He's such a person who, if anybody was to ask him, he would never say no. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not outwardly, ostensibly, he was not a rich person. Yes, he was granted all the keys to the heavens and the earth, my dear viewers, no doubt about this. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had wished to adopt a financially, economically, a poor life, you can say. Financially, a very poor life. This is what he had wished to take, my dear viewers. Where in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes there would not be food for 3 days. This would be the state Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had wished to live in. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lived in this state, he never said no to anybody. Whenever somebody asked anything of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would always grant that to them. This was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there are some people who live in palaces. Well, nowadays you don't really have palaces, but mansions, yes. You know, it's another name for a palace, my dear viewers. They would have mansions. And when it would come to giving to the poor, they wouldn't give anything to the poor. They would be stingy, they would be miserly. I remember reading about one person who he came to a person who had just his door was ostentatious of itself. His door was just something which we would say is next level. And this person, he came to ask for some, a beggar came. That person, he gave him a very small amount. He took it, he left. The next day he came, he brought a shovel with him. And beneath the door, he began to dig the ground beneath his door. That person thinking, what are you doing here? He says, look at the luxurious, look at the ostentatious door, just this door you have. Never mind the rest of your house. Either you give charity in accordance to the door you have of your home, or you keep the door in accordance to the charity, the little charity you give. Make one of the two choices. And subhanAllah, this is just something we need to think of too. We show so much money, as you know, we spend so lavishly on many things, but when it comes to giving charity, then how much do we give? Inshallah Azzatul, today we shall be hearing a little about charity. Let's begin by listening to a Naad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we shall come to our topic. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin. Unke jalal ka se dil se lagaye hain میں ان کے جلال کا اثر دل سے لگائے ہیں کمر جو کہ ہو لوٹ زخم پر داغِ جگر مٹا کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز وضو کرے خدا جان ہے عشق جان ہے عشق جان ہے عشق جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز وضو کرے خدا جس کو وہ درد کا مزہ جس کو وہ درد کا مزہ نازِ دبا اٹھائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد رنگ چمن پسند پھولوں کی بھو پسند رنگ چمن پسند پھولوں کی بھو پسند رنگ چمن پسند پھولوں کی بھو پسند صحرا صحرائے طیبہ ہے دل بلبل کو تو پسند رنگ چمن پسند نہ پھولو کی بھو پسند رنگ چمن پسند نہ پھولو کی بھو پسند اپنا عزیز وہ ہے جسے تو عزیز ہے اپنا عزیز وہ ہے جسے تو عزیز ہے ہم کو وہی پسند جسے آئے تو پسند ہم کو وہی پسند جسے آئے تو پسند رنگ چمن پسند نہ پھولو کی بھو پسند مایوس ہو کے سب سے میں آیا کر لے ٹوٹے ہوئے دل کو تو پسند ہے خواہش وصال درے یار حسن ہے خواہش وصال درے یار حسن اثر کو میری آرزو پسند رنگ چمن پسند نہ پھولو کی بھو پسند رنگ چمن پسند نہ پھولو کی بھو پسند صحرائے طیبہ صحرائے طیبہ ہے دل بلبل کو تو پسند رنگ رنگِ چمن پسند نہ پھولو کی بو پسند.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madan Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We have listened to the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today's topic is the topic of charity. Inshallah, today we shall be speaking, hearing, listening to a little on charity. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, charity is something which extends a person's lifespan. Yes, people will be shocked, amazed. Wow! Yes, my dear viewers, by giving charity, this increases a person's life duration, his lifespan. By giving charity, this removes difficulties, it removes hardships. Giving charity closes the doors of 70 evils. Giving charity protects a person from having a bad death. Spending on your family is a charity. But today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about charity in the broader term, or how we generally understand charity to be. Giving to the poor. Giving to the poor, giving towards or in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is charity. We see from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always give so much charity. In fact, it said that sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after reading the prayer, after reading the first, he would quickly rush away. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the masjid and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quickly leaves. Why? This is what the companions wonder. This is what the companions would ask. Why is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would quickly rush away after reading his prayer? He would rush away quickly, he would go back home. Why? Because then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they would return, the companions would ask, Ya Rasulullah, what is the reason for this? What was the reason you did this? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that I had some wealth in my possession, whether it be a small amount of money, dirhams, dinars, gold, silver, whatever it may have been, and I had quickly wished to distribute it. I had quickly wished to distribute it. And in good actions, you should not delay. You should not delay in good actions, my dear viewers of the channel. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give so much in charity. The companions would give so much in charity. It said about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, the reason I moved straight to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is because after the prophets, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rest of the prophets and messengers, the greatest of all people is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, for those people that did not know who this person was, firstly, remember his name, Abu Bakr. Abu, it's actually Bakr. We pronounce it Bakr. It's actually Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as Afdalul Bashir Ba'ad al-Anbiya, the best of people after the prophets. Yes, other people are great, subhanallah. We have the great Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So many great people. Each and every single one of these, subhanallah, they're all so great. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest after the prophets and messengers. And he is such an individual. It said that when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he had accepted Islam, he had 40,000 dinars in his possession. This was a huge amount. And when he was migrating with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only had 5,000 left. My dear viewers of Muslim Channel, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu was a nobleman. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu was a businessman. A person who had so much wealth, really. This is a huge amount. But look how much he had spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then there's a famous story of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. But first, mashallah, azza wa jalla, I have some good news for you. And this is, mashallah, that our respected Mawlana Tabriz Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long and healthy life, inshallah, azza wa jalla, so he may continue doing the work of deen. MashaAllah, he has joined us. I'm not sure if you can hear us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Marhaba, mashallah. How are you doing today, Shahbaz bhai?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Tabriz bhai, jazakallahu khaira for asking. MashaAllah, whenever I hear your voice, it does bring a smile to my face. And I'm sure that the audience would be thinking the same. SubhanAllah, today we have you on video. Now, Tabriz bhai, I did speak to you only, I think it was a few days ago, because subhanAllah, I had not heard from you in so long. I was, you know, asking about you, and you had quite a cough, Tabriz bhai. You know, nowadays when you think cough, you also think something else.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, Shahbaz bhai, this is a pandemic, as you know, that if everybody coughs or sneezes, then it alerts everyone around them, even in taxis, in public taxis and buses and stuff, in the trains and all of that. So people are really much concerned if anyone sneezes, like 10 people will turn around to see him, that who has sneezed or who has coughed. It's like forbidden to sneeze and cough right now. If a person has his sneeze too, he's like going to keep it in himself or control his cough. And he should do, because of course it's causing a lot of destruction and problems to others as well.
The praise by mashallah, you are feeling better now. Alhamdulillah, you know, it does seem like you are better.
Just some normal symptoms, and alhamdulillah, I'm much more better. Shahbaz bhai, actually, it was the cold, I guess, the cold of Madani Channel, mashallah, the cool feeling of, mashallah, being in studio and speaking to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and traveling and all of that had just gotten to me. So almost for a week, it was out of action, but alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are back now, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Tabriz bhai, today's topic, today inshallah, we shall be speaking about charity. But one more thing, Tabriz bhai. Firstly, what is the situation in South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, as we know, it's a global pandemic, Shahbaz bhai, and throughout the world, people are suffering, and there is a huge challenge out there. But Shahbaz bhai, the truth of the matter is that I personally feel that people are more paranoid and more stressed and scared. I mean, you know, you go to the university, look at students from the school level to the university levels, people, working class people. People are more stressed and more afraid of this virus and death than anything else. And this is causing them to become even more weaker. Yeah, in South Africa as well, I mean, necessary precautions should be taken, the measures as far as the precautions are concerned. We should take, but at the same time, you know, this has, to a certain extent, weakened the minds and the hearts of people, whereas people are more concerned and stressed about this than anything else, Shahbaz bhai. So here in South Africa, mashallah, I basically watched your program. I was following you, mashallah, speaking about charity as well, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, on the other hand, I mean, if you look on the other side of the bridge, there are people who have lost their jobs. In South Africa, we had seen that two or three people have committed suicide in different areas due to poverty. And maybe it could be a global issue as well.
Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that was our respected Maulana Tabriz Sahib. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one thing in which, mashallah, respected Tabriz bhai mentioned, that people are committing suicide, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important, because if we have true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we would not fear poverty. We would know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sustainer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall continue to provide. Now there's two ways to look at this. There's one that yes, we should only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but another is, also, don't be careless. It shouldn't lead you to carelessness. Don't think, I don't fear this disease, I'm not bothered, I'll just continue my life as normal. No. Take precautions as we have been taught and we have been told to take precautions. So take your precautions. After that, keep your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not despair, my dear viewers. Do not be saddened, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, another very, very important point is the information being spread, something which he mentioned, and subhanAllah, this is not our topic, but it's very, very important, because just a few days ago, I heard of an incident. There was one, subhanAllah, fellow Muslim who is now in ICU, intensive care. This person's in intensive care from the coronavirus, suffering from pneumonia. Now, this is a basically coronavirus itself leads to many other problems, and pneumonia being one. Now, this individual, because of what this person has been hearing via social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever it may have been, the information that person had received had frightened that individual. So much so that that person did not wish to go into hospital. And then it just turned so bad, suddenly, so drastic it turned, that this person, if they were to delay even more, they said if they were to delay by an hour, this is what the doctor said, if they were to delay by another hour, then this lady would have died. And now she's in intensive care unit, in ICU. She is fighting for her life. Now her husband is who I spoke to. Well, not I spoke to, but my brother, subhanAllah. It's a family incident, my dear viewers. And this is what he told us, that the reason why it has gone to such a level was because they fear to approach the hospital to go to the doctors. And for this, and due to this reason, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that lady shifa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure her, and also all those individuals who are suffering from this COVID-19, this coronavirus, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every single one of them shifa. But my dear viewers, really, this is something you need to think. Please, let this message go out. That whenever you forward something, somebody may send it to you, that's not in your hands, that's not in your power. But your duty is that whatever information you are forwarding, please have that confirmed before you forward it. Please have that information confirmed before you forward it. If it's not confirmed, do not forward it. If it's not a reliable source, do not forward it. This is a very, very important lesson, because it may be that due to you forwarding such wrong information, you may be costing somebody their life. Allahu Akbar. This is a very, very serious matter, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Please do be careful before forwarding any messages. Now, alhamdulillah, azzurul. Our topic today is charity, my dear viewers. Let's move to our first segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. What have we got today? A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to start off with, and this hadith has been quoted in Al Majma'ul Awsat. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has reported to have said, "Shall I not inform you of the person hellfire is haram, prohibited for? The one who is good-natured, soft-spoken, forgiving, and fulfiller of people's needs." So many things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reminded us in this beautiful hadith. You know, he's reminded us that a Muslim is soft-spoken. He's reminded us a Muslim is forgiving. And he's reminded us that a Muslim is the one who fulfills the needs of people. How lucky that person is who fulfills the needs of other people. As they say, everyone lives for themselves. Try to live for others as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you'll see the benefit and the mazah, the satisfaction that you will have to live for other people. And if you look at the life of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, throughout the life, seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see one beautiful thing highlighted, and that is that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always, you know, to try to take care of the affairs of other people. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through hardships and problems and calamities, yet our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always thought good about other people. Even though he went through a hard life, he was thinking of how to make a better life for Muslims. He went through problems, yet he always thought about how to remove problems from other people as well. And Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a mu'min is so good-natured and soft-spoken that people consider him a foolish person due to his gentleness. Now, sometimes the shaitan gets, you know, over us, and the shaitan says, well, I don't want to be too gentle. I don't want to be a gentle person. I want to be someone who is hard, who is strict. And we try to implement that in our homes, on our children, on our family, that we are always in the mood. We're always, you know, too hard on them. You know, but my dear Islam brothers, the reality is that a Muslim is very soft-spoken. A Muslim is not a fool. A Muslim, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, is someone who is polite. Such a beautiful narration that I'm going to mention to you about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, be a man outside, be a child at home. Now, as they say, you know, goodness starts from the home. Our own family, they deserve that we be polite to them. And as a Muslim, never ever, you know, have this attitude that you're always angry, you're always in a bad mood. I just want to mention this hadith paak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a mu'min is like a camel led by a halter around its nose. If it is tied to something, it stopped. And if it is walked, it starts walking. If it is made to sit on a stony ground, it sits. Yani, you know, to put it into easy understanding is have your car in a neutral position. If someone wants to push you forward, he'll push you forward. If someone pushes you backwards, you're going to come backwards. So always be in a neutral position. Don't be stubborn on something that, no, this is going to happen because I said so. No, always be polite. Listen to other people's conversation. Other people will be giving their mashwara, their ideas. Listen to them before you make a judgment. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Glad tidings to the one who adopts humility without misery. Glad tidings to the one who keeps the company of scholars and wisdom and refrains from the company of the disgraced sinners. Glad tidings to the one who spends excessive wealth of his in the path of Allah azza wa jal and avoids useless talking. Glad tidings to the one who is acting upon my sunnah and does not give it up to adopt bid'ah innovation. So many things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And one of the beautiful things I want to highlight from this hadith paak is the company of the scholars. Why the scholars? The scholars are the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knowledge that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we ask ourselves a question: how close am I to the Islamic scholars? Whenever I do things in my life, am I close to the scholars or am I really away from them? And another beautiful thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith paak is that he refrains from the company of the disgraced sinners. Those people who commit sin, he keeps well away from them. He doesn't, you know, hang around with these people. He doesn't stay with them. And he's always, always fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, my dear Islam brothers, do not give up a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, sometimes we might act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but because of peer pressure, because of other pressure, people try to, you know, just to save the so-called humiliation. There is no humiliation in acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is always reward and there is always success in acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, one beautiful thing that in our daily reminder of today was, we need to be polite. We need to have a smile on our face. When you meet with a Muslim, have a smile on your face. Be polite to him. Don't shout at him. Don't scold him. Don't remind him of his bad things that he's done to you. Just smile. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, if we are good to people in this world, Allah Ta'ala will forgive us and Allah Ta'ala will grant us paradise on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Dear viewers, you are watching Rise and Shine. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are speaking about charity. We've not spoken much about it as of yet, but giving charity, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give charity, the companions would give charity. You know, there's a famous story of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq competing, where Hazrat Umar Farooq was happy with himself. He thought, now's my chance to finally be Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq in something. So he brought half of all his wealth and he brought it before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu brought everything and he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was their generosity. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how generous he was. Subhanallah, his name is not, we call him Uthman-e-Ghani, the rich. You know, he is famous for his wealth, he is famous for his charity, especially somebody who has purchased Jannah not only once but twice. Somebody who gave, you know, camels, hundreds and hundreds of camels. Even on one occasion, sometimes he would give up to 600 to 900 camels along with their loads. This was his generosity. And my dear viewers, even that of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada and Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where they would be preparing to open their fast to eat. Somebody would knock on their door and they would go and give that same little amount of food to that person. This is the charity of the companions. Now we are not living such difficult lives as they are. Some of us may be. Yes, because subhanAllah, there are people watching this from, you know, many places and some may be so poor. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every single one of us, inshallah, such wealth which shall be tayyib, pure, halal wealth, inshallah, and such wealth which shall only lead us towards Jannah, bring us closer to Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from those things which are haram. But this was the state they were living in, and I think this bad, very few of us, it would be very rare for us to be living in such a situation. But this is how much charity they would give. And this is for the rich people, those people who have a lot of money, and those people who have very less. I mentioned charity removing difficulties, charity increasing a person's life duration. It said that once during the time of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, there were his companions, and the angel of death came and began to stare at one of the companions of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. This great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he notices this, he sees this. And he says to the angel of death, why were you looking at my companion like this? The angel of death says, because this person, this companion of yours, have been ordered to take his soul after 3 days. So my dear viewers, the angel of death, because it's said the angel of death visits a person 70 times a day. 70 times a day the angel of death visits a person. Subhanallah. But this one individual, this one companion, the angel of death was looking at him in another way. Why? Because he was to take his soul after 3 days. After 3 days, that person was to die. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he does not tell that person this. He continues. After one day passes by, the second day passes by, the third day passes by, and Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was expecting for that person to die, for his soul to be taken, for the angel of death to take his soul. But what happens? Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam sees that same person. That same person is going about his life as normal, as if nothing's happened. So that's strange. The angel of death says that he's been ordered to take that companion's life, to take his life after 3 days. 3 days have passed. This person is still here, he's walking. He's as alive as the rest of us. So the angel of death is asked, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam asked the angel of death that you told me you've been ordered to take his life after 3 days. How is it that he's still alive? And the angel of death tells Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, O prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had been ordered to take his soul after 3 days. But what happened? This person, he gave 20 dirhams charity. He gave 20 dirhams in charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted his charity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prolonged his life for 20 years. Imagine living another 20 years. Yes. Why? Because he had given charity. But it's not just giving charity, it's giving charity with the right intention. And for that charity to be accepted. For this charity to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not giving it to show off to other people. I have given so much charity. No. But when you give it, for you to give it wholeheartedly, and for you to give it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not for other people, not for your name to be announced. No, my dear viewers. I think a good question would be, in that nowadays so many people are on lockdown. Nowadays so many people are on lockdown, we are not associating with others much. There's a social distancing. There's no socializing. Generally, how much sadaqah would you give? Now, how much sadaqah do you give? Have you given? Have you given whilst being on lockdown? This is a brilliant question. Why? Yes, subhanAllah. I've asked a question, I'm saying it's a brilliant question. Why? Because this can teach us, this can tell us that who have we been giving it for? Have we been giving it to show the people that I have been giving money? Or have we been giving it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it was for the people, then the people would have seen it. The people would have seen it. And we would have given it. The people would have seen it. But when we are at home, then the people are not watching, so we would not be giving it. But if it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we know that when we had given it, when we were outside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saw it. And even now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. So we can still give charity even now. And there are many people, and the reason I'm speaking about this particular Alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami Madani viewers really give towards Da'wat Islami. The works, yes, the schools have closed, but online, mashallah, the classes are still running. Students in their own homes, they can continue. And in fact, subhanAllah, I have received information about a few courses of Da'wat Islami. A few courses. You can memorize the glorious Quran sitting in your own home, with a teacher online through the courses of Dawat Islami. You can learn about your salah. You can learn about your ablution, about ghusl. You can learn about your religion. You can do the entire Dars-e-Nizami course sitting at home. Now we are at home, we don't have many things to do. We don't have nothing to do at home. No, you've got so many things to do. We don't have a teacher. Or who can teach us now? We're on lockdown. What are we going to do? We're all alone. There's nobody to teach us. We have teachers online. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, make the most of this. Make the most of this. You have all the time in your hands. You're on lockdown. There's no other, you know, important thing. Nothing to be busy with. You have the online courses of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, there are many courses. Please do make the most of this. And Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is also raising for those people in need and they require food on the table. You know, many of us would be having so many foods on our tables, but there would be so much more people who would not, my dear viewers. So please do contribute towards that. Sadly, we are coming to the end of our program. My dear viewers, let's hear a little about mountains. We do have a kids segment each and every single day. Let's hear a little about mountains. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We thank you Allah. We thank you Allah.
What is a mountain? A mountain is a landform that rises high above its surroundings. It is higher than hills and usually has steep slopes or a rounded top or a sharp one.
All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted.
Mountains are rarely found alone. Groups of mountains are called ranges, and lines of ranges form mountain belts.
And night for all the joys He blessed us with.
Mountains play a significant role in providing food and water supplies around the world to millions of people. Mountains cover up around 22% of Earth's surface, and around 13% of our population live on mountains.
The sun, the moon, the stars, let us learn what they are.
90% of the world's mountain inhabitants live in developing countries, where a huge number of population lives under the poverty line, and every one out of three individuals experience dangers of food insecurity.
All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us. All this
mountains weren't always there. They were formed. Some mountains were formed from the activities of volcanoes.
We must be thankful, thankful to Allah. We must be thankful day and night.
Some scientists believe that most volcanic mountains are made up of rock, which melted deep beneath the earth. Then the rock rose through the earth's surface or crust. It then flowed on the surface in the form of lava.
We thank you, Allah.
The lava, along with volcanic dust, build up to form mountains.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars, come let us learn.
Volcanic mountains are typically steep and cone-shaped.
The sun, the moon, the stars.
Mountains can be classified into five types at the basis of how they were formed, types of rock, shape, and placement on land.
Thank you, Allah. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has.
So these are the five types: folded mountains, fault block mountains, dome mountains, volcanic mountains, and plateau mountains. Mountain ranges are natural barriers to travel. Roads are difficult to build across them.
Thankful day and night for all.
Railroads need expensive tunnels to even go across low mountains.
Allah, Alhamdulillah.
Mountains tend to divide people on either side of it. They often form borders in between countries.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So a last message, something to leave with my dear viewers. One, give charity, but another, please recite the glorious Quran regularly. Make it a habit of yours. Make it a regular practice of yours. For those that do not know how to recite the Quran properly, then there is an online course for them. And they can learn online as to how to learn the glorious Quran, to recite the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.